الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنحرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we were discussing last week, that for a civilized society to live in peace and harmony, then there are certain etiquette and rights that have to be observed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained human rights in whatever category or in whatever respect or whatever situation they're in or state, the rights that apply at that time, all those rights have been explained. So a man can be in whichever capacity he is or she, in that capacity the rules and the huquq and the rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given has been explained in the Quran and Hadith. But before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains these rights, He first and foremost explains the foundation for those rights to be fulfilled. And that is to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the greatest and the biggest and the most important right which belongs solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that is being observed and if that is being fulfilled, then the other rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed will be easily observed and will be fulfilled. But if this right, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not fulfilled, then there is no guarantee that all the other rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and ordered will be fulfilled. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not being worshipped, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his state is not being maintained, then how is it that what he is going to say will be implemented? So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before explaining the rights of human, no matter in what capacity he or she is in, first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that you do not associate anybody with Him. If you observe and you do that, then whatever I will say in terms of rights, that can be easily achieved and fulfilled and observed. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before explaining the rights, before explaining the human rights, in whatever capacity that is, he explained, he said, he mentioned that that can only be achieved and fulfilled if one observes the right of mine, which is not to associate anybody with me and to worship me and alone. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I, your Lord, has decreed not to worship but Him. So when a person does that, then it is very easily achieved, and it is very easily done to fulfill the rights and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Is all those huquq, all those rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, that are all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wa'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'a wa bil walidayni ihsana. That the first order is the right of the parents. Straight after the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right of parents have been mentioned, which is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for that to be observed, first and foremost, one has to appreciate who Allah is. Then he or she can understand the magnitude of that order. He or she can understand the weight behind that order. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. In another verse, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Today, so many rights are mentioned. Today, the fourth and the i'lan and the talk is about knowing your rights. You can go there, you can go there, and you can know what your rights is. What are your rights? You can go to this department, they will tell you what your rights are. Go to so-and-so department, they will tell you your rights about this and that and this and that. But very, very few, very, it is very less common, should I say, that you would hear where people will tell you, you need to fulfill your rights. After educating people about knowing their rights, yet people's rights are not being fulfilled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the first and foremost fundamental and pivotal and the base of all rights being fulfilled is to make sure that one understands that who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to observe his right first. When one does that, then it is very easily done and observed the rights of others. So وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the right of parents. That is the most important right after the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches that with his right. That is the most important right. Yet today, how many of us understand and appreciate the right of our parents? It is only those people who have actually understood deen, who have actually understood Islam, that they have understood the huquq of their parents. We do not know what virtue lies, and on the other hand, what punishment lies in not doing so. My dear respected brothers and elders, how important it is. I will tell you a story. Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala an, you all know, he was a very big tabi'i. He was at the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he lived in a place called Qarn, which was in Yemen. He once wrote to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and expressed his desire of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wished to see him, but upon inquiry found out that he had an elderly mother. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, instructed him not to come, but to give service to his mother. And in doing so, he was not able to see Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his lifetime. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave wasiyah to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, O Umar, a person would come from Qarn and his hulya and his description is so and so. When he comes to meet you, when he comes to Medina, you would ask him to make dua for you, for his dua is accepted. The so and so person would come from Qarn, from Yemen, and his description is so and so. When he comes to Medina, you would ask him to make dua for you, for his dua is accepted. When he heard that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he waited for that day to come. Whenever a caravan of people, a caravan would come from Qarn, from Yemen, he would always inquire about so and so. And this is the description, is so and so present in that caravan? One day, upon hearing a caravan coming into Medina, he inquired about so-and-so person. He was told, yes, there's so-and-so, a person like this in this caravan. Straight away he went there and he inquired about Uwais Qarni, that is so-and-so person in this caravan. He said, yes, here he is. Looking at him, fitting the description that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said to Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala an, that can you make dua for me? Uwais Qarni was astounded that this is the Khalifatul Mu'mineen, Amirul Mu'mineen. This is a Sahabi. This is such a Sahabi which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if there was a Prophet to come after me, it would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. It is a Sahabi whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was the difference between right and wrong. It is a Sahabi who wherever he went, shaitan would go away from that valley. Yet Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that when such a person comes to you, then ask him to make dua for you, for his dua is accepted. And he told Uwais Qarni that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave wasiyah, that before he died he told me that so and so person would come from Qarn. And definitely he would come, because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he requested me that you make dua for me. This is why I humbly request you, O Uwais Qarni, please make dua for me. Please make dua for me, for your dua is accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and that can never be wrong. Why was he given such status? Why? It's because of the service he done to his parents. So much so, that that he sacrificed. He sacrificed the status of Sahabi. He's a Tabi'i. He's not even a Sahabi. But that was sacrificed on the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was not able to come and see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? It's because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered him to do the service of his parents. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this Sahabi, that about this person, that his dua will be accepted. And we all know the status of a Sahabi. That if all the Sahabi were to put together, even if all the awliya, all of the pious people were put together, and one, the least in terms of ranking in the Sahaba was put on one scale, then that Sahaba will outweigh all of those. Once Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala an was asked a question, that is Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu higher in status or Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Who is Umar bin Abdul Aziz? They used to call him Umar Thani, the second Umar. He was such a pious king, such a pious ruler of the Muslims at that time. Everyone knows his piety and his taqwa and his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even his time, that the animals used to never call each other. The lion and the goat would drink in one well from one water because of the insaf that he had maintained. That's how much taqwa he had. And we all know of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Yes, people say that he made an ijtihadi ghalati, he made a mistake in decision, in making decision about fighting with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So he put the question in front of Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala an. Who is Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala? He was one of the ustad, one of the teachers of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Such a big muhaddith of his time. He says that the dirt which accumulated on the nose of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an while fighting with Hazrat, with Rasul, with fighting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more weighty than hundreds of Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz. Because he is a Sahabi and he is not a Sahabi. This is the status of Sahabi. Yet Uwais Qarni, he was not able to gain this nobility, this status. Why? He sacrificed that for serving his mother. Again, that was the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, what do we do? Why is it now that we see so many nursing homes? Another big business that's happening. The nursing home? What does it show? And what do we understand from that? Is that people do not have time to give service to the parents. You would hear many people from full time to part time because they want to look after their children. You would hear that many people will do from full time to part time looking after their parents or looking after their children. How many times would you hear that person from full time to part time to look after his parents? They don't have time for that. Put them in the nursing home. Put them in the nursing home. Let them look after. Yet, the jannah that can be acquired through that is not achieved then. How many old people are depressed in the old homes? And this is the time when they need our love and our attention, yet we absolve from that. Maulana, he writes in his book, he says a story that once a father and son were sitting in the courtyard in front of their house. Father, at that time being old, the son was sitting with him. A crow came and sat on the wall. The father asked the son, "Oh son, what is that?" The son said, "It's a crow." The father asked again, "Oh, so and so, my son, what is that?" He said, "Father, it's a crow." The father again said it the third time, "My son, what is that?" So, "Father, I've just told you twice, it's a crow." The father asked again on the fourth time, "Son, what is that?" The son got angry. "Father, I keep telling you it's a crow." The father asked again the fifth time, "The son, what is that?" And the son got up from his seat and said, "Dad, what's wrong with you? I keep telling you it's a crow." The father got up, went to his room, took his diary out, and he flipped through a certain page. He said, "Son, read this, what I've written here. On so and so date, father writes, we were sitting in this courtyard. My son asked me, when he was a child, my son asked me, what is this crow? And my son asked me 25 times what this crow is, what this bird is. And I always replied to him, my son, this is a crow. And I found it so much loving that my son was asking me. And today, I asked you 5 times and you got upset. Today I asked you 5 times, you got upset. But when you was a son, when you was a little baby, little child, you asked me, Daddy, what is this? You asked me 25 times. I noted it down in my diary out of love. But my son asked me 25 times. And I found it so amusing, my son kept on asking me. Never once did I show any anger that my son is asking. But today I have become old, and this is your sohbah and your kindness towards me, how you interact with me. This is what is happening, my dear respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. That you do not say even uff when they become old. Why? They become more fretful at that time. But we should have patience. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ. That we should show our kindness towards them and show our appreciation for them and have more patience for them, because that is the time when they need it the most. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.